A Japanese gangster was sentenced to death yesterday for the fatal shooting of the mayor of Nagasaki during his campaign for re-election last year. Tetsuya Shiru developed a personal grudge against the mayor because the city government refused to lend money to his struggling construction business. Japan Times editor Eric Du told us capital punishment for a single murder is not common in Japan, though he says this political assassination caused great public outrage.
Well, this particular case hardened lawmakers and the public outcry against gun crimes, and so the ball started to get rolling on stiffening the penalties against gun crimes. It usually, or it has in the past quite often been the case that it took more than one murder to get somebody a berth on death row. But there's been a couple of high-profile killings of one person that has been sufficient enough for the courts to rule capital punishment. And this case being it was more or less a political assassination by nature disqualified, and it drew strong outrage. As a rule, though, most killings don't qualify for capital punishment here, separate, single, individual killings. If a person is a repeat offender and it's more than one homicide, yes, it's quite the case. It could be quite common.